Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday night to discuss a new ordinance that would increase revenues for the Parks and Recreation Department. This ordinance would take a grant that was provided by Marathon Petroleum and use those funds to purchase playground equipment. According to Councilmember Terry Eubank, the council received $20,000 from Marathon Petroleum for the purchase of some inclusive play equipment for the municipal park.
We received the money in FY23. I don't believe it was appropriated, so it lapsed into fund balance at year end. We want to honor the donation, so this is now appropriating it out of fund balance for the project.
Parks and Recreation Director Tyler Best said the playground equipment that would be included is an inclusive seesaw.
But it has a number of features that go beyond, like ADA is kind of looked at the minimum. And this goes beyond the minimum. It has colors, it has sensory, and it's highly accessible at that park. And it also fell within that price range that we were able to get the grant for. So it seemed like this piece of equipment hit the biggest age range and the biggest user groups is why we selected it.
If the ordinance passed, Best hopes to purchase the seesaw by spring and have it installed in time for summer. After a vote, all seven council members were in favor of the purchase. Mayor Gabriel shared his gratitude towards Marathon Petroleum and their donation and thinks the seesaw is going to be a fun addition for the children to play on. It looks like it's time to fall back with daylight savings this weekend. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
As the calendar flips to November, don't forget it's time to change those clocks. On Sunday, folks across the country will fall back by an hour, gaining an extra hour of sleep and shifting to standard time. The practice of daylight savings time was first introduced during World War I as a means of conserving energy. Since then, it has been adopted by many countries, each choosing when to begin and end the practice based on local considerations and climate patterns. As people turn their clocks back 1 hour this weekend for the end of daylight savings time, authorities are asking everyone to test their smoke alarms.
Yeah, we like to remind everybody it's the daylight savings. It's the perfect time to check your smoke detectors, make sure you change out your batteries,
said Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor.
And also make sure that your exit plans are up to date with your family. Make sure your kids know where your meeting places are. And it's that perfect season. Everybody starts to fire up their heaters, and that's the time we start to get a little bit more active, and we just ask people to stay vigilant on their safety and their smoke detectors and stay up to date on changing them.
Fallback Daylight Savings is this weekend on Sunday, November 5th at 2 a.m. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday night to discuss the situation surrounding the Eastside Net fishery. The resolution would give permission for the council to request Governor Mike Dunleavy to release a proclamation stating that the Upper Cook Inlet Eastside Net fishery is in an economic disaster. It would also ask for the governor's support in a recovery plan. Before anyone of the public spoke, Mayor Gabriel asked that he be exempt from this vote because he does personally practice fishing within the east side. With this in mind, Vice Mayor Henry Nackstead led the discussion. Vice President of the Kenai Peninsula Fishermen's Association, Ken Coleman, came up to the podium and shared the association's concerns and why they were needing a recovery plan in place. This was the fifth time in 6 years that the group has been asking for a recovery plan.
We are some 435 small business members now who for many years haven't been able to apply our craft and put money in the bank for many people, put food and shelter, pay taxes, and be a part of these communities. We are some 80-some percent local folks.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.